This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. My goodness. Hell is the place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. That is going to be a horrible place. This is not a physical fire that we see in the physical realm where the fire is burning it and it's going to eventually go out. This is an eternal fire. And matter of fact, he describes it as that in our next verse. Matter of fact, let's take a look at it. Matthew chapter 18, verse 8. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 18, verse 8. Here's how Jesus is describing hell. It says, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Wow. You won't be able to call the fire department here to put this fire out. This fire is everlasting. God created this fire and it won't go out. He says it's everlasting. Can you imagine that there is no relief to this fire? It will not go out. Jesus also describes hell as wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. My goodness. Man, this is a place you don't want to go. Look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 42. Matthew chapter 13, verse 42. "And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." If you look at verse 50, it says the same thing. Matthew chapter 8, verse 12 says the same thing. Let me read that. I actually want to go to that one because it says, "Wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth." He mentions that in, as I said, Matthew chapter 13, verse 42 and 50. And there, I mean, he mentions it all some more times. I can't give you all those references. But the next thing, so it's going to be wailing. Can you imagine the screams that you're going to be hearing and the weeping and crying? I'm telling you, you'll find out why there's going to be weeping and crying. There's going to be gnashing of teeth. See, God never said he's going to wipe the tears away from those folks. But there's going to be weeping and wailing. I don't know if you ever hear wailing, but I'm telling you, I've heard wailing. I've wailed before when there's no hope and you're just crying out, oh my. That's going to be everlasting and gnashing of teeth. Good Lord Almighty. Can you imagine gnashing of teeth? Your teeth and you're just gnashing because of the pain that you're going through. Jesus is describing hell here. He has given us a warning. He does not want us to go there. Now, you know, I hear a lot of people, crazy people that are not saved, say they're going to get there and party in hell. Let me tell you, as Jesus already described it, fire that's not quenched, everlasting fire, wailing, weeping, gnashing of teeth. But he also talks about this. Look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. It says, "But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There will be no light in hell." So this fire is not the regular fire where it emits light. It is going to be darkness. It says outer darkness. Man, so people talk about they're going to get down there and party like it's 1999. I don't know what they're saying. But you're not going to be able to see those other ones probably right beside you because it's going to be so dark, a darkness.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.